Hey everybody, this is Wheezy. I want to invite you to a new event called the Sage and Sex Study Hall. Amelia Ortiz, who we had on for the Cleanse Your Coochie episode, hit me up and really wanted to do something special. I'm really excited for this event. It's going to be on 1111, a good luck number from 3 to 5. It's at a private location in Brooklyn. Her and I haven't decided how many people we want yet, maybe 40 or 60, but this is going to be a very intimate setting. No phones, private, personal. We want everyone to feel safe in this space to have an open discussion about sex, mental health, and relationships. This is not us on some stage. You're not watching a show. This is all of us talking and learning together. We're encouraging women, men, and couples, not just women. We don't want it to be the conversation that girlfriends have behind closed doors. I'm really excited for this. It's to help you establish a better connection with yourself and others. If you guys want to take pictures and chill after, we're definitely doing that. But no phones during. It's going to be super great. I'm excited. If you guys want to watch a show and talk about some more dicks, Zozo Talk is coming to Miami 11/17 and Atlanta on 12/8. Thank you guys for those who came out in New York and hope to see you soon. So,
what it, y'all? Welcome. It's back. Another episode of Horrible Decisions. I also, you guys go ahead and support Wheezy, but I do want to go ahead and let you guys know that I will be in Dallas on Thanksgiving Day weekend. Details for that event will be dropping soon. I will also be in Atlanta the weekend of December 13th through 17th. Also be on the lookout for an event that I will be having in Atlanta as well. I'm super excited to see you all. In 2019, Wheezy and I may be coming back to see both of y'all together, but we're going to figure that out. In the meantime, keep tuning in. I do, before we start, want to give a huge shout out to our Patreon users. We have been dropping bonus content for them, and it's super, super amazing. The feedback that we've been getting, all of y'all dropping your locations. Wheezy was like, where y'all from? And they're all over the fucking place.
I've been really trying turn Patreon, and I have to say Flagrant has inspired me, what they've done with their Patreon community, and I want to make ours the same. I've legit been telling things on Patreon that I wouldn't tell on here. I've been using it as my fucking diary. I got fucked this morning and didn't feel like talking about it on the podcast because, you know, it's a little messy. And I told everybody on Patreon. So I'm really excited that y'all have been giving me advice. I thought I had TMJ from sucking dick. And you guys gave me medical advice. And that was also pretty helpful.
Also, shout out to the YouTube subscribers. So we have a guest today, guys. Yeah, I know that we've been giving y'all a lot of little solo with us, but we went ahead and brought a guy into the building.
Now, if you guys have been watching our social media, I posted on the Horrible Decisions page and my own, looking for interesting guests, right? People that would be either kinky or we could, you know, just figure out what kind of lifestyle they have going on. And there's someone in the studio with us today. If you're watching YouTube, you're going to see a blurry little blob on the screen. But we can tell you. Let's describe him.
First off, this is interesting for this conversation. So before we started filming, I said, nigga, I don't believe you. Because this man is fine as fuck across from
us. But bro,
shout out. Listen, no, real quick. You are a good judge of character. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I haven't judged your character yet. Just on the outside, you look good. You probably still ain't shit. But you look nice from the outside. And then you also
let's
don't.
Describe what he looks like. So we have a black man in the studio. Yes. I would say, what are you, 6'2"?
6'2".
Okay, yes, yeah,
not
two.
Enough for her. But
no, I got some.
Great smile. There's some tattoos. There he came in with a button up,
bald head,
very
kind of chinky eyed,
tall, dark, and handsome. And you know? The reason that he's in the studio today is because he said that he would be a great guest for a sugar daddy episode. Now, I didn't believe him, however,
I don't believe him now.
The way that I did meet our guest, Mr. Big, is because I was doing a back to school donation thing and he did send me some money from mom.
How much money you sent?
I don't remember.
He bought the stuff himself.
Not enough for me to remember.
Oh, not enough for you to remember.
I think I just sent you like Amazon.
All right, cool.
Actually, I do remember I sent him one list because you know when you got to gauge how much somebody going to spend.
Right.
He was like, nah, you can send me more.
Hello. Oh yeah, no, I like sending the good items.
Yeah. I don't remember what it was, but it was.
It wasn't for
kids,
me.
Like no, like something. So I have two Amazon wish lists.
Bitch,
like,
we're talking about for kids.
No, I get that, but I'm saying you still have two different ones. Like on one list, like even if you go to a baby shower, you got the friend that knows who to ask for Pampers, then you got the one who knows who to ask for a swing.
Right.
Bitch, I want you know, so
not the sex swing.
You know, not the sex. No, not the sex swing.
So I'm interested to know Mr. Biggs a little more about you. So we just want to break the ice with a few questions. All right. Now, I want to know, we got five questions here. Would you rather have an assertive or a submissive woman?
Submissive. Well, it doesn't really matter. She's going to end up being submissive.
Oh, okay.
Okay, 6'2".
Well, excuse the fuck out of me.
What was that?
Was that?
Oh, no.
No, I already looked at the fingers. There's no ring. Chill,
now, would you rather have a woman with no sexual experiences at all or an escort?
Are those opposites? Does that even?
I'm gonna have to go escort, right? Because listen, you can't. The first time you touch a basketball, you can't be like, all right, now I'm gonna go play against Steph Curry.
You know what I'm saying? Okay.
You gotta get some reps first.
I asked that question because the SB conversation is very like, oh, you're a prostitute, but you know what I mean. I kind of wanted to see what you would say because I've seen on a lot of profiles, men will say things like "no professionals," and I want to get into that with you too. Would you rather have a woman who is not into threesomes or any kind of kinky sex, or a woman that loves kinky sex and threesomes, but only MMF, so two men?
Oh. Nah, we're gonna go with option A.
Okay.
Yeah.
No kink, straight vanilla.
If it's only with other dudes, you know. Are you? I kind of don't want to be in the same. You know, I don't have nothing against the homosexual community. It's just, you know, I'd rather not be around some dick. You know what I'm saying?
Do you find yourself to be a kinky person though?
Depends on whose standards, you know.
We're about to find out.
Yeah, by your standards, I probably seem pretty mild. You know, like
okay.
Would you rather have a woman pee on you or pee on them?
Fuck.
You gotta pick.
I gotta pick some pee.
You gotta pick.
I'd rather no one pee on anyone. That's not my shit. You know what I mean?
We didn't give you three.
So you're vanilla as fuck. Yeah, there was just two.
Wait a minute. So that's the standard?
So like, you're pretty vanilla at this point.
All right. Hey, listen. If I gotta
pick. Vanilla's allowed. No kink
check. If I gotta pick, even if I'm doing the pissing.
Okay, real quick. And this isn't even on there. So is there.
Shout out to R. Kelly.
Is there any anal play at all going on? Would you fuck a girl in the ass or could she put her finger in your butt?
Oh, I'd rather fuck her in the ass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you rather lick toes or eat ass?
Lick toes or eat ass. I'm going with the toes.
That's some vanilla shit, my nigga. Yeah.
The toes. Nobody comes in here, you're really not that kinky at all.
Everybody says ass.
Huh? Okay.
You know what, though? This is exciting because I think the last person we had that was pretty vanilla was Jesse Wu. And then I think you just did a show with Carla on... Right?
Yeah.
Pretty vanilla. But I like.
You're pretty vanilla at this point.
Yeah, man.
What do you want to do? Kick him out?
No, I'm not going to kick him out.
Listen, vanilla people are allowed. Vanilla people listen to this show. And the basis of you being on here is us really
I'm just saying, like,
take a
you,
deep
like,
dive
at this point, you're like an easy ass sugar daddy in real life. Like, you look good and you don't even want no kinky
Hold
shit.
Hold on, we haven't even got to what you want yet.
He easy as fuck at this point. An easy trick. That's what me and my friends would call you. Girl, he easy. Yeah, that's an easy one.
It's an easy one.
You an easy trick. All right, go ahead.
I don't know. You could be cheap.
Right. That's probably what it is.
So I want to get into our vanilla shit segment, okay, which is our segment where we talk about sex in the news. Okay. I want to talk about Colin Kaepernick with a woman whose name I won't say, but he was outed by this woman because he asked her to book her own flight because he wanted to know her true intention. Now, I want to know your thoughts on this. As a man with money, as someone who works in media and you're popular, so to speak, have you ever had a girl spend money to try to prove their love to you or like prove their interest or that they're not using you?
No, because I don't give a fuck. Like I don't want her to be interested in me. Like, that's the point.
That's what it's about.
I don't. I don't want that.
So you find that if a woman is doing all of that, that it's like she's getting too far.
Yeah, that's the whole point of this. Mm. Like, of why I got into...
sugaring.
Yeah. Sugaring, that's the term?
Yes.
That's dope. I just learned that shit. for sugaring, because, like, you know, I don't have the time nor the will to be somebody's motherfucking boyfriend.
When's the last time you've dated?
I don't know. Last time some bitch convinced me to do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
3 years, 5 years?
Yeah. It's been quite some time.
It's funny because I oftentimes when I have dealt with sugar daddies in the past or met men who were into it, a lot of times it is because they're emotionally unavailable.
Yeah.
So normally by marriage, which is why I was looking at your hand and saw no ring. Yeah. So it's odd to me that you are a single man who just, listen, bitch, don't catch feelings, so I'm going to pay for you kind of not to catch feelings, which a lot of athletes do the same thing.
We were talking about this too with how you were saying at one episode, I think we did on Patreon, how married sugar daddies are the best because they're more unavailable.
Absolutely. But they're emotionally unavailable. And not only that, it allows the woman to kind of know her role as well. Like, I'm not going to lie. If I'm dealing with a man that looks like you, and even though he's spending money, if I'm giving you the GFE, which is a girlfriend experience, it leaves me room to catch feelings as a woman, even though I know what the situation is. Now I'm kind of open. He's available technically. Right. Now I may try to take you since I know you're available. A married nigga, if he's paying my bills and he's my sugar daddy, I'm able to, in my mind, mentally know what my role is in this. And I'm just going to give him the experience he want, get my coins, and keep it trucking.
I've never felt like you know, yeah. I've never felt like single sugar daddies. Like, I had never had a married one. I've never had. It just never happened to me.
Yeah.
But I just felt like they wanted to be single because they knew they was going to be hoes.
Well, that's just what it is, man. It's like, I don't have the
like, how
desire.
Could you be single and cute and doing this? Like, clearly you want nothing from me.
Yeah, no, real shit.
I felt that what I've heard from, like, just even listening to pods and shit like that, like, married men have caught more feelings than the single niggas.
Oh, yeah, man.
Well, it's also because they're with women. If they're seeking women outside of their marriage. Because
they're only talking to one other person. They realize, oh, my God, you're doing this better than my wife, blah, 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 blah. What would life be like with you?
Yeah, but, I mean, they're seeking, it's trouble either way. Something they're not getting. But that's also their responsibility for setting up this arrangement not to catch feelings.
Sure.
I guess you asked the question, do you know of any of your friends like that maybe have experienced that? Like I've talked about this on Twitter, and I feel like a lot of women will try to go half on a date or fly themselves out or do these things to make themselves more appealing. So when you reach out to women, is the independent woman not attractive to you?
I mean, for friendship, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, it'd be cool. It's like, I like the sugaring. I just learned that term.
Okay. Right?
Because it provides a certain level of compliance.
Oh,
right. You
compliance.
Know, yeah, you know.
It's an arrangement. Yeah, that's what it
that's
is. Look,
she rolling her eyes.
She is not here, man, for it. Yo, but it is. No, I agree.
She just asked me to pee and lick on the asshole while I'm getting teed on.
Let me ask you a question. I'm interested good? In knowing this. So I hear you on the independence part. Like, yeah. It's not really relative. But how do you find it when a girl has nothing? Let's say she arrives and she needs cash to, like, she want to get something to eat and you got to buy something to eat. Like, or you go away and she's like, can happening. You? Now, how does that feel? How does it go from needy to, like, attractive for you? What's too broke? Because I'm going to be honest, I can't see how a girl could have nothing and that be attractive.
You
but
say
maybe
your
it
answer.
Is.
I have an answer to this, but go ahead. I would love to hear your answer.
Like, well, because...
Because I feel like
that was such a like a woman way of thinking. Like I've seen bitches flipping burgers that I thought was hot, you know, and I've also seen chicks, you know, in corporate offices.
That's
like,
dope.
I just don't give a fuck, right?
Now I'm you know? Talking in terms like I guess what I mean is the fly out thing, because some women on Seeking Arrangement, which is what me and you talked about before, and I don't want to jump in that too early, talk about requiring cash before they arrive.
Oh,
has that happened to you?
Nah.
No,
nah. I mean, listen, honestly, like, you know, I got my own business, you know, I'm running shit, you know, doing like big deals, and I've been negotiating for a long time, so some fucking 20-year-old bitch ain't gonna out negotiate me, man.
Right,
you
know, right,
like,
right,
like
right.
The first time, you know what I'm saying, like, it puts me, I have a strategic advantage in that scenario.
Yeah. But I like what you also said when you were like, I find a female flipping burgers interesting. I think it is
because it's
a
all
lot of
beauty.
And I think it's a lot of time, kind of how we perceive things to be. However, I'm not gonna lie, I was that bitch that couldn't afford another one way if, you know, he didn't buy my round trip. Like, I was that bitch who slept on an air mattress before because I'm 18 years old in my own apartment with not enough money to buy furniture.
I mean, we've all been broke.
No, so I will say that, and even shit, while I was in school, I was living off student loans and whatever niggas was giving me. But during that time, I will say the men who looked out, and I won't call them my sugar daddies because they listen to the show, but they're my friends. They looked out for me in a lot of ways, but it's also because they saw me working towards something. And I'm not gonna lie, a lot of them felt like they were, I don't want to say Captain Save-A-Hoes, but they love to know that they were the reason why I was able to do anything.
I do find some
gratification.
Yeah, gratification in that, you know, like, you know, she can fucking, now she got a computer for school and shit. You know,
that's
for, like,
dope.
That's, like, that's honestly, because you got to think, man, like, a lot of these young girls, man, their life is, it can be turbulent because of, you know, lack of money, you know.
And, absolutely.
I want to get into that with like the age and the ideal sugar baby you're looking for in a minute. But before we do that, every week we do a kink where we talk about paraphilias and what they mean. So I found one called psychrophilia. And it's psychrophiliacs have fantasies of watching people freeze.
Like freeze as in cold or freeze as in
everything.
Bitch, no. You still.
It's like a thing or is it like
what
one
type
of
freeze are we talking about?
I like never freeze, like literally like
did ice. You look into this? I need to know.
So I looked it up.
Like shivering.
And it's like girls that are like shaking. It's like icicles dripping from people. And
icicles dripping from people. You dead by then.
But then I was just like, oh, what if it like, you know, because I always try to take each kink that we do and try to like take it to a little normal of a place. Like something we've done. I'm like, I was using ice last night.
No, that's not the same. You can't bring up using ice as liking people who freeze.
Okay, it's definitely not liking people who freeze, but I wonder if that's more of like a
bitches who's cold?
No, I mean a sadist thing like, oh, you're going to get cold
like,
and blah, blah, blah.
Is there like cold porn? Like,
bro,
like cold
yes.
Porn? Like cold fucking porn? In the snow?
Snow porn.
Oh, have you fucking?
Arctic porn?
Well, okay, no, I'm not.
So wait, I want to ask you this question. You're a man. If you were to be in the snow or, yeah. I mean, even say maybe fucking in super cold water, don't your dick shrink?
Nah.
It don't shrink in the cold?
No, we've never done the cryo.
It shrinks in the cold, but like when if you have an erection, it's different because like the blood rushes.
Oh, I get it. Your skin is shriveling. You're tightening.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can have a hard dick in the cold.
I did one of those. What's it? The cryo. What's it called?
Cryotherapy.
Cryotherapy. Yeah. Me and Alex.
What is this?
Gym. So you get in the tube and it like below 90.
Oh, nitrogen.
So I do cryo facials once a week. It's really good. I won't have to once the winter comes, but like, you know, it like makes your skin all glowy. So I go with Alex, we're at the gym. He's going first and he's looking down, right? And you can only see it from the neck up.
Yeah.
He's like, bruh, my dick is like going in my body. He's tripping. And then he's asking the nigga who's laughing. He's like, does this happen to everybody? Does this happen to everybody? And I'm like, yo. Everybody in the fucking gym was talking about that. Like, all of your skin, like, everything just... I don't know if your dick, like, hides like a turtle. You know, it just goes back in.
Well, maybe cold. If it's uncircumcised, right? Circumcised dicks don't hide in the skin,
that's a different
no?
level of cold. Like, that's like an unnatural level of cold. Like, the crowd therapy goes, like 200, 400, 400 below
bro,
zero.
Bro, it's like, you know what?
Yeah.
You gotta try it. It's really good for, like, if your muscles hurt.
Nope, doesn't
shit.
Sound interesting to me. I don't know why you be trying to get me to do white people shit. I'm just not interested.
Niggas be doing it, bitch. All the athletes do it.
I mean, I ain't no athlete. I make them warm.
So,
hey,
horrible decision. Sugaring. I want to give you the floor, Mr. Biggs.
Yeah, man.
Tell us how you started, how long ago you started.
All right. So, I would be I found myself in a dilemma where, you know, really I'm focusing on like other things, you know, trying to accomplish mm-hmm. things, you know, and I found I wouldn't have the time or the wherewithal to devote, you know, attention to a relationship, or mm-hmm. at least the attention that it deserves, mm-hmm. right? A relationship for real. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, but at the same time, here's the thing. I still want some pussy, right?
Uh-huh.
So.
How old are you,
by the way?
Good question. That's what I was about to ask. Mm-hmm. How old are you?
Just the middle range.
I
30, 35, 40.
Guess,
35. No, I'm 38.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
So you're 38 because a lot of times when women think of sugar daddies, we think of 70-year-old, 80-year-old white men who are just about to die.
Yo, me too.
Which also
me too.
Goals because you want common, them to die.
That yeah. was my misconception as well. Like until I see I got into it because I was thinking, all right, you know, I would date these girls and like, here's the thing, man. A lot of times, tell me if you guys had this experience. If a girl like likes you, sometimes some girls won't fuck you.
And then, I don't know. Yeah, I hate that logic.
And they'll fuck another nigga.
I've done that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She knows what I'm talking about. And
I'm doing that right now.
Yeah. You fucking someone else because you're trying to make someone else.
The guy that I'm interested in, I just don't want to fuck yet.
And the guy that you like, man, he's doing everything right and he's not getting pussy. You see?
That's some fucked up logic.
It's okay. I understand the logic. I understand it.
I like him and I think that there could be more and I feel like sex is going to ruin it too early. But I know I could just get dick from a nigga that ain't shit. So that's what I'm doing.
Imagine his perspective.
Okay, so with you, what's the problem?
Nigga. I don't want to be that nigga.
Just don't want to be the nigga that don't get pussy?
Yeah.
Well, he's saying he's going to do the right thing. He's going to take them to dinner. He's going to treat them well. So it may push the pussy away. Right? That's where you're going with this?
Yeah. So
I can understand that.
Okay.
I was thinking, all right, well, maybe I'll portray myself as more of a motherfucking asshole, but that's really not who I am. Like, I'm not like a mean person or a bad guy. Like, so I thought maybe it would like repel them from thinking that, you know, mm-hmm. that wouldn't work out, or it would have the opposite effect, you know, where the girls might like you more, right? Because you're fucking mean to them.
Right.
Know?
Like, yeah. You've been sugaring for how long?
Maybe let's call it like, for a minute, but about 8 years.
Okay. Dang. Since you were 30. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm you've had about how many sugar, you've had about how many sugar babies over the span of that? Like, is it real?
Well, when did you start? You know like, I mean, I'm sure you've spent money on women and given them money, but when did you start using websites?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So that may have been like 5 years ago.
Okay.
Like, you know,
so like Sinking Arrangement was the website that you brought up to me. Have you used any other ones?
Nah, cause that one is the one I know. And it was more like, It's
out there as to what, transparent, very transparent.
What's going on, you know? Mm-hmm. There's no ambiguity about.
Do you have your face on there?
Huh? Yeah.
You do.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you met like? Have you ever flown a woman in from Seeking Arrangement?
Have I flown them in? No, no. There's enough girls around. Like, so.
Where you live in New York?
You can search. It's like different. You know, like I know guys who use Tinder and stuff. Man, you can't search. Race or
no, you can't. That's stuff.
Like, you can't. Seeking Arrangement. Got you.
You can really like.
Well, what are you typing in?
I'm interested. What is your preference and what kind of woman? What kind of woman? Would you know about me? White blonde.
Why do you think that? You motherfuckers think that I'm.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's wild. You know what? Let me. I don't want to say it.
No, say it. I thought we could be transparent. I thought we could have.
Oh, we're being very transparent.
I feel like. I can't say it.
Go ahead. It's gonna sound bad. It doesn't matter. I'll say you look like one of the black guys that like white girls. You look like you couldn't really.
Beyond that, I think that black men that get to a certain level sometimes, or like even if you, it sounds like to be able to pay for it, like you really want it, right? And there's something like I think it may be harder for you to meet white women. That you want and that to like start that
he
dialogue.
He looks like every type of black guy. When we go to all white places, you're the black guy that's in there.
Just because he's a hot black guy doesn't mean that he can just get to fuck all these white girls, right? It might be too taboo. So if you want to really just get it and make it your thing, I could see him going to look for that and paying for it. Because with black girls, it's a dub. Like,
they're gonna be like,
damn, he cute, bitch. He got a nice job. He got tats. He tall. He fine. Duh. White girls. Like,
I mean, not to bring it back to that, but I feel like. If we go back to the bullshit that guys we fuck said, this is what, oh my God, you're like the tall basketball player type looking. Like, to me, he's a safe black guy too that could probably be what they were saying
they didn't like.
Oh, they wanted the thug.
They were like, he lives uptown. He's a real black guy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. What is your type? What is your type? Do you put in slim and athletic?
I put that shit in. It's black and Latino, 100%.
You lying. I don't believe his ass at all.
So you're typing in black and Latino. What is the age range for your ideal sugar baby?
Yeah, that's for your ideal sugar baby. Good question, man.
First, I'm certain distance, right? You know, and I'm keeping that.
You want them close or far?
Close.
Okay.
Close, you know what I'm saying?
I like out-of-town sugar daddies.
Yeah.
What is the allowance that you have on your profile?
Negotiable.
I don't put that shit on there. When
they ask, like, how much they want monthly, what's your cap?
The first rule of negotiating is like you never set the price first. You know, like you never you.
Nigga, we asking.
Yeah, we're asking. I'm telling you what I do, right? Like, first of all,
I want to know.
Be the last time y'all yell at me, like, cut this shit out.
look at the dominant setting in. You must not know.
Second of all.
No, paying us.
On some real shit though. You don't. I mean, that's just how you negotiate. Like, you never set the price first. Like, you know what I'm saying? You see what their price is, and then you work around.
Well, my question is more as like your personal cap. What is the max you are willing to spend?
Yo, it depends on how bad the bitch is, man.
What's the most you spent then?
The most, man.
This is where we about to know what type of sugar daddy you are.
That shit was like the most is like 12.
1,200 for a one night.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was my question.
Kind of gave me an idea.
But that was going to be my question. When you set up these arrangements, and she wasn't white. When you set up these arrangements, do you only pay a sugar baby after she gives you sex, or are there gifts and money before sex takes place?
Oh man, she might get some. dinner or something. She might come. She might accompany me to dinner. We
can okay. And how many dinners are you going to before you're expecting sex? Oh, since like, this is the arrangement.
I'm having sex immediately after. You know what I'm saying?
On the first date.
Now, how do you have that conversation? Because a lot of times, like, so I was on Seeking Arrangement, like, when I was maybe, I'd say 18 through 22. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I would go to dinner and, like, they would bring the cash. And I'd be like, okay, so this must be you just showed me.
No. See.
They would give me cash.
They fucking
and
up.
I would take the cash and then be like, well, I'll see you again. Now,
yo, shout out to that lame ass nigga.
Well, that's where I was kind of going the first time, and they were telling me that, you know, this is how they want to show me they're interested in me. I'm learning, because I've been talking to a few girls on Instagram, the PPM, pay per meet.
Yeah.
So do you have that discussion before you get to dinner?
Yeah, I have the whole discussion, man. So basically, it's like we start talking about, like, so what kind of relationship we looking for, right? And they're like, oh, I'm going to give you some blah, 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 blah. I don't really give a fuck what they say, right? And then I'll say, all right, was you thinking like some long term or pay per meet? Right, and then they'll say either one. I don't give a fuck what they say, and then I'm like, all right, well, let's start off with, like, you know, the pay per meet or something. No matter what they say,
okay. Right?
And then, like they're in a bad situation, like with me, right? Because I negotiate for a living. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's what was that for? The fuck was that for?
So I'm making this. I know for? I'm making this the face first off for? Because to me. Sugaring, like how you're describing it, to me is more tricking
on prostitutes
than sugaring. Only because, and I've had this conversation with a lot of my friends, because I mean, maybe I'm blessed with the guys that I've had in my life over the years, but they live in other different states, cities, and I can literally call them and ask for money, and I'm getting it without having to fuck
them. Here's the thing. No. It can evolve to that.
Okay.
I was going to say, I don't think that that's what anybody thinks they're signing up for ever.
Nah.
That comes with tenure. That comes with time.
Yeah.
You've known these people for a long time.
You got to work your way
into that. Ain't no nigga you meet for a month that's just like, I want, I mean, maybe, but the chances are slim, right?
Nah.
For both you and I, if we did that, I bet it would be someone that we've known.
Yeah, but I mean, I disagree with this because I have friends currently, and they've gotten red bottoms, happen. Dinners, all this stuff,
I'm
well
not saying
before
it can't
sex,
happen.
Money
I'm
before
just saying,
sex.
Okay, so
I'm
with
not
sugaring,
on that shit.
I will say this to both of your points. Mm. What he's saying is not sugaring, and what you're saying with the "I can call men and get that money," that's not sugaring either. Sugaring, by definition, is not a pay per meet. Yeah. However, Seeking Arrangement has made that a very normalized thing. Right? Sugaring by definition is either allowance, cash, or gifts, but it has no exchange during the actual act of
that's
sex.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
right.
Well, then I don't be sugaring then. My fault. I'm
oh, you
sorry,
just be
I
buying you just
y'all.
Be buying for pussy.
Well, here's the thing.
You just be buying pussy. That's what he be doing.
I'd rather do that. You know what I'm saying? But it can evolve into more of a relationship that you're talking about. And,
right.
And hopefully that's like, hopefully it does into something more like that, where it's like, for one, it's more economical for me, but it's also probably puts her in a better position to, like, you know, for whatever it is she's trying to accomplish or her needs. It probably puts
her
in a better
position.
Well,
what is the ideal? Is it like a college girl's more ideal for you? Is it a girl that has kids? Is it like someone that just needs to do this to get away?
My
like
whole
what?
Life, man. I don't think I've ever fucked a girl with kids. Like, not yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You fucked a girl with kids?
I have.
See, you just said really like
I
it was the weirdest thing.
I fucked
thing
her before she had kids.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't think that I don't fucked count. A girl after she had
that
kids.
That don't count. Yeah, I fucked. Oh, if that's the case, then yeah.
Oh, I'm lying. I fucked the nigga baby mama with him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I did fuck a bitch that had kids. That's right. My
I don't
bad.
Remember who the chick is, but I had to.
Yeah, I forgot. That is right. And,
I mean,
and she had about four kids.
I got
kids.
Nothing against the kids. It just hasn't come up. You know?
Okay. Yeah. So here's my question to you. As a man, because we do have a lot of male listeners, and I think a lot of our episodes have been, they've been saying it was for the ladies. So
yeah,
I want to make sure we do some talking for the men.
What's good?
So if there's any men listening, how do you approach a woman outside of maybe, okay, of course there's the website, but how do you get into these relationships where you say, okay, I want to pay you and
I don't want to
be in a relationship with you?
No, I don't. Like, you know, because it becomes, one, you know, especially with the climate right now, I feel like you offered a bitch money for sex, man. You know, that's like more than a me too.
So you're
that's
waiting until you meet them first? And
it's like that kind of shit happens online. Like, if I meet a girl in person who I like, man, like, or if she likes me, unless she's trying to smash, I probably don't want to fuck with her, right? Because she's going to want to be my girl.
She's going like, to want to have with, you like, take on dates.
I know that sounds arrogant, man,
why aren't
I
you having conversations like, hey, I'm only looking for XYZ?
Because it doesn't matter, man.
No, it doesn't.
You can say
niggas
that
niggas say that and bitches still want
yeah,
more.
Yeah, you can say.
Always.
I can, man, you can say goddamn anything. You can say anything, man. You can say, listen, you know, all I want is to fuck, man. You know, I kill people. I'm about to rob a bank after this.
I will agree with that.
And I got AIDS, right? And they'll
still catch it. Maybe not the last one. Yeah. Maybe not the last one.
That's how you get that ticket too far.
Yeah, right? But
my first relationship, actually, and it's the reason that I refuse to date married men because I feel like the karma was awful. I met a dude in a club, mm-hmm. Roxy in Orlando, if any Orlando listeners. He never told me he was married, never told me he was going through separation, anything. 3 months later, I found out he had a wife, broke up with him, and then he left her and was with me. We were together for 2 years.
Oh, word.
And I always blame myself, like, oh my God, even though I didn't know. And I really think it doesn't matter, and that's why, because chicks prove time and time again that it don't matter what you say. You might end up with me.
It don't matter.
And it's other niggas that say they don't want nothing, that things happen, which is why chicks really don't believe you.
Yeah, I can't speak for the other guys.
The last boyfriend I had in Florida, Latino dude I dated, was like, nope, I want this to be a one-night stand. Bam, meeting mamas, we in love, talking about marriage. That's how shit, it's crazy.
And that's why, to your point, why I got into this shit in the first place is because, you know, I just want to set expectations from the onset.
Do you ever have sex where you're not paying?
I don't remember the last time.
Whoa,
are you serious? Is it because you're that scared of these girls having that emotional attachment to you and you just don't want to deal with that?
I think I had some bad experiences.
You're that scared of emotional attachment.
Yeah, because you know,
you might need to see a therapist. Maybe.
What's the average you're paying per time you have sex? 300 then? I'm trying to think.
I get it like there. Or it would be some girls who just like, you know, like just some, you know, I'm paying some rents. I'm paying some rents and some phone bills and shit like that.
So that is sugaring to me.
I get into those situations where it becomes like a little bit more.
I mean, these chicks that you said live in New York. What's the rent you paying?
Oh, man. Yeah. There's some rents, man.
I'm curious.
There's like some 1200s.
Oh, that's about right. They must live in the Bronx.
Yeah. Yo, man, I was on the fucking site, right? And this bitch was like, She was like, yo, can you give me an Uber? And she from the Bronx. I'm like, all right, bitch, is broke as fuck. I get an Uber. All right,
whatever. First off, pause. That doesn't mean you're broke.
Yeah, that might just mean.
I tell niggas all the time, I'm not taking a train to go see no niggas. So if you want to see me, you're going to pay my Uber, right, and I live in the Bronx.
Okay, hey, whatever.
So it doesn't mean I'm broke.
Hey.
Just don't want to pay my Uber.
See, that reaction that he had, that was the same reaction that Andrew had, which is really interesting to me.
Yeah.
Because you just said, and I feel like there's this underlying thing, right? And I'm not shading you.
Yeah.
But like, I've heard two men on the show say something like this about the Uber thing. And I'm very interested to know what it is about.
For me, the whole reason I'm doing this shit is like, one, is to keep the emotions out of it. But also because I want to keep it convenient for me, right? Now she's adding levels of inconvenience, right?
You're adding, if I know I'm dealing with a man.
Yeah.
Who I'm not putting no investment in. And you're paying for my pussy.
Oh, yeah.
And all we're doing is sex. There's no reason why I'm going to put the investment out of my pocket.
See, the only time I am paying for Ubers is if it's a date.
Well, take it easy.
Nah.
You guys are entitled to that.
Yeah.
To that feeling. I'm right. And as am I.
Continue the story. I didn't mean
to get the Uber. I just don't mean I got to like it. And I might think, all right, maybe if I got to get this bitch an Uber every time, maybe she ain't going to work. I don't know. Maybe that's what I'm thinking. I don't know.
Okay.
Right? Hey, if you guys are entitled to not fuck with, hey, listen.
Mm-hmm. Where do you live?
Where do I live? I live on the Upper East Side.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, so I'm about to get the Uber. So,
and you don't fuck white girls?
But then I'm thinking, nah, real shit.
He's close enough to Harlem.
I'm like,
okay, that's true.
Yeah, So, let me search his address real quick, man. Am I going, is this the projects or what? I'm just curious, right? And it was a motherfucking high school. And I was like, I was that motherfucker because it was the middle of the day. On the weekend,
wow.
I was like, oh, okay.
Wait, it was a high school?
It was a high school, so I didn't call it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Like, wow, yo, bitches out here wilding, man. Well, watch out, niggas. Hey, niggas.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I think I might have my shit right out of high school.
Yo, I'm just saying, man, you can get, I don't know what the age of consent is here.
I was getting flown out in high school. Yeah. By NBA players, but I mean, I was 18.
Right,
I was
18.
You were 18.
I was 18.
You're 18. I don't know. That's just.
Nah, I wouldn't have wanted to pick up no bitch from high school.
Nah,
either.
Not chill.
So, okay.
That's what I'm saying. It could have been the fucking cops.
So you're having first date dinners,
yeah.
First date dinners, and then she's at dinner.
Oh, no, but I should have set up from the onset. Like,
oh,
like,
great. Like, so you're like, hey, if it goes well, can you come to my place?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. Like, I got.
Have you ever had such a great chemistry with a sugar baby that it came to where she didn't want you to pay, or like she didn't even care if you paid?
Yeah.
Is that often? Like, how does that work?
Yeah,
for you?
I mean, that's happened a few. That's happened. That happens.
That's women still trying to change. They're trying to shift the narrative.
It's hard to find, bro.
Yeah.
Still trying to shift the narrative.
It goes into the. It goes that pretty frequently. You know, if it's like something that's prolonged, like if it's like after multiple times, or whatever, it's like, yeah, she tries to. She says, "No, I just want to, you know, let's just hang out."
Do you let it happen?
To a certain extent, you know.
Since you're acting a little cheap about the Uber, I figured you'd take some.
No, it's not cheap. It's it's inconvenience for me. I'm just.
Open the app and press.
Are there any off limit?
I'm entitled to feel like
you
listen,
are. You got
check
it.
This out, man.
I mean, I guess could, if you're paying for it every time and you attack on Ubers from the Bronx, right? Maybe $40.
Yeah.
So you're already saying I'm spending another $100 to get you.
It's not even about that. It's just more like, oh fuck. All right, whatever. There's more steps.
How often are you? You said you haven't. You can't remember the last time you didn't pay for it. How often are you having sex on a?
Not that often. You know, like I work really hard. You know what I'm saying? So like I'm actually work more than everything.
How many sugar babies do you have in rotation right now?
You should have came with these answers.
More than five?
Nah, we about five, man. But then it'll be like
five in rotation.
Yeah, it'll be like.
Have you ever gotten them together?
Nah.
Do you ever pay for like threesomes or anything else that's like a little out there?
I haven't. You know, I'd be down for it, but like I don't know, man. Like you said, I'm vanilla, man. So I've had my fair share of threesomes. You know. I just feel like it's just overrated, man. Like I like fucking one chick more than I like threesomes.
So since you're acting a little emo right now, you sound like me, like fucking one chick. Do you ever? Let's say you.
I think
you
just meant one chick at a time.
Yeah, one chick at a time.
Yeah, not. Yeah, that don't make him emo. You're emo, like, oh my god, I only want one dick in me. I can't do all these dicks.
Oh no,
I like
feeling. I can fuck multiple chicks
in
one
just
time.
At one
I've
time.
Done that.
Yeah,
I like fucking one dude at one time too, though.
Yeah,
I like to get to know his body.
It's a better experience to me. Yes,
do you ever like find that? So after you pay them, like, do you ever like them to? Do you pay for girlfriend experience? Do you find that since you are single, since you don't have anybody in your life, do you pay for them to kind of hang around? Do you like?
They always hang around. Shit, like it's always kind of cool. It's never like a. I haven't done that shit where it's like a. The opposite of that, whatever that is.
Kick them
like,
out.
Nah, they always kick it. You know what I'm saying? Cool.
Okay.
Like, yeah, it's always because I'm not trying to like demean them or anything. It's not a thing where it's like.
Well, that's good that you don't take it like that.
Like it's not an adversarial relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Now, have
like,
you used any escorting websites?
Yeah.
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 What's the one that's your favorite?
But that's different. That's like that's a different subject. That's just
right.
Straight up.
Trying to get
man.
Now see, I find that interesting because you're telling me that, or telling us, excuse me, that you're not really doing gifts or anything like that. You do pay per meet, but what's the difference then for you in that you've noticed? It's been 8 years between finding a girl on a sugar daddy website and going to get an escort on a website. What are the two differences in these women?
Well, for one, I might be the only guy. I might be the only guy, or at least the first guy she fucked that day. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe. That makes sense.
Maybe.
That makes sense.
You know,
yeah, my friend is on Eros and she has a limit of six. But you won't know, like, you don't know what number you are unless maybe you get her early in the morning, but then she could have had a really late night call. No. So that makes sense. When all of my friends, when we're on Seeking Arrangement, I've been on there. It's a lot of scams now on there.
A lot of scammers.
Or it's a lot of men on there that are on there not looking for quote unquote professionals, but they're also not looking to pay that allowance because they do want girlfriends and relationships. And it's like, my nigga, you're on the wrong site. Go swipe on Tinder. It's really frustrating. But also, and I do want to make this announcement while we're speaking on Seeking Arrangement a lot. We've been getting a lot of messages asking about Seeking. I will say, if anyone is on there asking for your bank account information, that is not the way sugaring or any of this works. So do not ever send your bank account information over there.
Get a PO box, though.
If you're looking for cash, either meet him up on a date and ask for the cash, or you can do like a Cash App. That's the safe route. But if they're saying they can't do Cash App or PayPal, then honestly, don't trust him.
What are you doing that for?
Because so it's a scam. So there's a dating scam, and I only know this because I fucking went to Nigeria and learned about it. But it's called dating, and basically Nigerians.
What's called dating?
the scam. Oh. So Nigerians will get on there using pictures. Sometimes they do use women as decoys, like for the phone calls, and they build relationships with men to send them money.
Oh,
so
hey, listen, nigga, don't send no bitch no money, man.
So or ever. A lot
what's
of
point?
What do you mean? They get their bank accounts and now they have credit card. It's like a part of the credit card scam. Now they can literally, I don't know what technology they do to use it, but they'll either get your bank account information, or for the other scamming part, this is for men possibly seeking women. They'll do it to where now they'll have a man like you who wants a woman, but sending her money without ever meeting her type of thing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so there's that. But I don't know. I guess, do you want to go ahead and jump into our home mail segment, or did you have any other questions?
I did want to know about your worst experience.
Oh, the worst experience?
Did you ever have someone that wasn't who they said they were? Like, how did you get them
out?
Yeah.
You get a little less of that, right? I think I would imagine then you would on like Tinder or some shit, you know, where bitches are kind of like enhancing their appearance a little bit. I mean, they definitely put their best foot forward in their profile, but I find ways to mitigate that. Like, you know, what's your Instagram or whatever? Like, you can only fake
to see multiple.
You be
pictures.
Asking chicks their Instagram? I would never.
I don't.
Do that.
That's cool.
I don't like giving my Instagram out. Not from seeking arrangement or Tinder sites.
Tinder.
Me neither.
So I couldn't imagine being on a sugar baby site and giving out my Instagram, because then you kind of like reveal yourself.
I wouldn't do that.
Hey. What's the closest you got to a sugar baby? Have you ever taken one to a family vacation? Have you ever?
Nah. But you know, I've flown bitches like. Places, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, you have a vacation, huh?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
I mean, okay, I hear you.
Yeah, you know, but nah. Like, I keep those worlds separated, you know what I'm saying? Like, work,
women, gotcha.
Do they know your real names?
And then I got, yeah. I mean, I'm not fucking Batman, right? Like, it's like I'm not a fucking superhero, right? Like, yeah, I'm not that, but it's like, you know, I don't know. I feel like this shit makes me like a more what's the word I'm looking for, you know, like, you guys probably have a lot of guy friends who are probably just who, you know, are just trying to fuck you or waiting for the chance to fuck
okay
you. You're right.
You think it
I'm
makes
not
it more
really
honest
not trying to fuck my female friends, like, it's like, because I got bitches, man, and it's like I don't need it. I don't know, I feel like I'm a better friend to like my like legit female friends. Definitely not trying to fuck bitches at work and shit. Like, on
okay.
22 shit, I got that part of my life handled. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, sex work is great for those things. Like, I mean, just imagine if there were a few men that felt like they could do this that wouldn't cross that boundary line.
Yeah.
I don't like to say that prostitution can stop rape, because rape is rape. Like, nothing's going to stop
you.
No,
they're
from
on
that.
Some other shit.
But
yeah, like,
I can't understand what you're saying. Like, towing the line. You know, maybe men having these options and feeling more comfortable with it wouldn't mean trying random girls at your job. Like, no, you getting pussy.
Yo, this bitch trying to work, man. Like, you over here acting crazy, man. She
I've been
work,
hit
man.
On at work, and
it
is
easy,
fucking
dude.
Terrible.
Yeah, that makes
sense.
It's weird, man. Like, I think it's weird when guys are trying to fuck their friends, man. Like, their female. I think it's just weird. You walk around
too.
Here trying to fuck
I
your
hate
friends.
That.
I think
it's, I hate it.
It's like,
and once you know you're friend zoned, I know you're friend zoned, and I don't want to take it past the friend zone. When you let me know you like me, or like, ooh, you checked me out, or I looked good, send me, like, I don't like
it's
we don't like that
shit.
As women. Yeah, we don't like that.
It's scumbag shit.
It's corny.
Because they're pretending to be your friend, you know.
Just so they could possibly,
Well, like, okay, in the animal kingdom, right, the motherfucking gorillas and shit, right? Like, the alpha gorilla, he fucks the baddest gorilla bitches with, you know, with the biggest titties and shit.
Are
right?
you high?
I'm assuming, nah, this is just regular meat hurt. And, and then, like, that's the alpha gorilla, right? But,
okay.
Like, now the beta gorillas, what they do is it's a strategy,
uh-huh.
right? They become friends with these girls, and they start cleaning bitches' hair and shit, you know what I'm saying, hanging out with her. And then the male gorilla, the real nigga gorilla comes through, and they scatter, they skedaddle, right? And but every once in a while, one of them little cleaning bitch gorillas gets to fuck one of the bad bitch gorillas. It's a strategy, and this is well documented in the primate community.
It's
and
well documented well on the nature, the animal planet,
Natural Geographic. Yeah, I mean, I read about it is called
Alpha Nigga Gorillas. That's
real nigga primates. No, it was it was called the winter effect. And it was
that's interesting.
Yeah, the winter effect, and it was talking about how like guys who are like fucking winners, the alpha guys, how society treats them and how they behave, and they were just drawing that parallel. And that's all your male friends if you guys were monkeys, they'd be picking your hair. Monkeys picking your hair, helping you move and
funny
shit.
Funny that you were like, are you high? That strategy, we interviewed a guy, one of my friends, the pickup artist, we called him, right?
Yeah.
He's friends with the hottest bottle model bitches, all of them, right? Mm-hmm. And eventually, he's like, these bitches all start breaking down by their boyfriend who ain't shit and who was there, who was dope as fuck whole time. And he's like, and you know what? And he's like, I don't ever like be pressed for pussy because I'm just prolonging the pussy with everybody. Like, they all fuck me in the end. That's how it goes.
I think that's whack, but
me
too. You could say it's that, but I mean, it
works though.
You the cool nigga that I mean, it's shit and everybody going to end up fucking you.
Listen, guys, listen, I don't want you to use that strategy. All right, that's lame shit. All the guys listening, both of you guys, listening. All right, this is what you do. You be friends with those girls, right?
Can you really give advice to this? Because you just pay for the pussy. You take the easy way out.
Yo, I take it way, you know, it's called leverage. All right, I'm going to give you guys who may not have as much, you know,
finances?
My finance.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yo, so this is what you do, man. You be friends with those girls, the baddest bitches, right? And really just be friends with them because they got friends and family members who they'll co-sign for you, man.
Like, that's
especially
a good
if you're
point.
Really cool, man. Like it's like, and then other girls will see you with these hot girls, right? And then they'll like you more. It's, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Social proof, but I'm looking for, you know what
I mean, it's
for.
Happened to me.
What's the pickup term?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
There's a term for this.
Pre-selection.
It's called pre-selection. Mm. Yeah. They see you. The other girls see you with these cool girls, and they think, oh, he must be cool. He obviously he's not a weirdo, right? All these hot girls are with him.
I've had dudes invite me out, so they're not alone. It's like, oh, no, bitches are coming.
That's the strategy. That's the strategy.
That's a good point. That's what you do. Having beautiful people around you does make people wonder, like, damn, who are you?
It makes everything easier. It makes everything easier. Yeah, that bitch is the equivalent of a Rolex or a Lambo.
I would love to be the show off before. Right. All right. Mm-hmm. So I want to get into some of our whole mail. So each week we have our listeners send us letters and they're asking us for advice. If you guys want to send some whole mail, send it to horribledecisions@gmail.com. The ones that I picked out today, I think you may have this one also, Stomp the Yard. I really like this one. Ladies, love the podcast. Listen to you guys all the time. I need someone's opinion and I'm too embarrassed to ask my friends. So I figured it'd be the perfect time to write in. Me and my man have been having sex together for 2 years. It's amazing. Pretty much the best I've ever had. We always try new things, but recently he's requesting to do something that I don't really want to do. I don't know if you guys have heard of it, but it's called Goomba Stomping, a masochist sex act that involves a man laying down and his sexual partner jumping up and down, stomping on his crotch with both feet, feeling like Mario stomping on a Goomba. My first thought is, I don't want to hurt the best dick I've ever had. I mean, how could I possibly? How can we possibly have sex after I stomp on your dick? But it's to the point now that he doesn't even want to have sex unless I do it. I've expressed to him that I don't want to, but of course that goes in one ear, out the other. Should I just do it to please my man, or is it time for a new man?
You need to jump on that dick, baby.
I would jump on the dick till I find somebody new.
So it's hard for me because I think we talk about this often, that kinks, like when people enjoy certain kinks, maybe you may not find the right partner to fulfill those kinks. Yeah. And you need to be open enough to say it. But I think at this point, he's being very selfish. And I think that that's something that she needs to just discuss with him. Like, listen, I'm doing this to please you. However, it's not something that I genuinely enjoy doing. And sex is very mental. And so if this is something that she just doesn't really understand, it can cause her arousal to not be there all the way.
I don't think it's that she doesn't understand it. She knows it gets him off.
She's not into it.
I mean, here's the thing, right? So, like, when someone has a kink that I think of is, quote-unquote, more extreme like this, for example, I'd say maybe 6 out of every times I have sex, I'm getting choked, which more than half.
6 out of 10.
Yeah, right? The other 4-odd times just doesn't happen. To me, choking is not that extreme. But if someone really felt like they were inflicting pain on me and they were like confused about doing it, I would expect it maybe 2 out of 10 times. And I would accept that if somebody thought it was hurting me or if they couldn't handle it.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think at this point, the fact that she said that he doesn't even want to have sex unless I do this, this needs to be a conversation where she sits down with him and lets him know her feelings. Like, listen, I don't want to do this to you every time. If he's willing to compromise and maybe you only have to stomp on his dick, you know, every other time, then
half is still a lot, bro.
I mean, half is a lot, but it's a compromise.
This reminds me of sick.
Is she wearing Tim's or like heels or
some guys like to be hit with heels.
They like hit to be heels.
Actually, the Asian dude that I went on a date with brought up this guy, Ken, the human rug. I Googled it. Yeah. This guy used to roll himself up in a rug in bars in New York. I've been trying to find him to interview him, but he would just like to sit there all night and would get super turned on at people just like stepping on him, people just making out on top of him, ordering drinks, just treating him like shit. People are into this, but like, I wouldn't expect it every time during sex. Like, do you expect to have dessert every time you go out to eat? No. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. This shit is dessert. Not to mention, I fuck that sick nipple fuck that always wanted me to have my hands on his nipples, and it was ridiculous and is legit the reason I have not given him more pussy. I couldn't even touch my clit without him pulling my hand off of myself to put it back on his nipples. Strange. Absolutely not. Like,
that's strange.
If you can't consider me while we're having sex, fuck yourself.
Can I ask y'all a question, man? Because y'all probably talk to more women than I do about this.
Oh, so we have live home mail? Okay, live home mail. Go ahead and ask a question.
Live home mail, man. Home mail in person.
Okay. Right. Ask a question.
Male, home male. All right. So listen, do some girls not like getting choked and slapped around?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm one.
I've never thought to ask.
If you said most of your women, you want them to be submissive,
and you're paying
that's
for
a submissive
it?
Trait.
Are you,
I'm more
are you
of a dom.
To put your hands on their necks or anything like that?
Yeah. I would definitely
like honestly, if you were like to just walk in to a room and saw me having sex, you would have to assume you were witnessing a rape. Like, if you didn't know it from the beginning.
Oh, you're rough.
Like, yeah, you would have to assume.
You don't talk about how rough you are before?
Nah.
That's probably something that should change.
Yeah.
Because I know that I have had sex with guys, and I actually had to have this conversation with Felon Bay, actually, and I just assumed it was because he had just gotten out of jail, why he was so fucking rough. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, when we first fucked, like, he was fucking me like he tried to prove a point. And you know, I'm really dominant. Like, what the fuck point you trying to prove, bro? Calm down.
I got like, fucked like that last night.
I'm not going to lie. Like, and because I do normally take the dominant stance in the bedroom, or like me and 24/7, it's like a really good balance to where he knows like what I'm not into.
It's like a dance.
Yeah, but it's to the point like where even his hands, like my chest hurt because he was like fucking me, but like on my chest very hard, the choking. He didn't really slap me. But it was still just very rough. And I had to tell him, like, hey, bruh, next time you got to calm that shit down. Like, when we got done, I had to tell him that.
I think men assume that women like that from things that they're seeing or, like,
it has to be that porn shit. Because I'm not going to lie. Like, what's the nigga that always wears the Timberland boots in a porn?
I know you're talking about.
Wesley Pipes. So Wesley Pipes fucks every bitch hard as fuck.
With Tim's on.
With Tim's.
That's the funniest
shit in the
world.
It says real rough shit, like, bitch, take this dick. And it's just like, whoa. Like,
take it down.
And so, but a lot of men watch, and a lot of that's why I don't really like straight porn, because it's very, very, very aggressive on the man's side compared to the women.
I can't wait till we interview Erica Lust, bro.
And so to me, I would say if that's your, you know, preference in fucking, you should definitely let them know. Just, I'm gonna tear that
because
ass up.
Just,
I'm rough. Like, you need
to
let them know.
Paid for it doesn't mean that they have to accept it, right? And like, we should all remember that. Like,
yeah, no, I mean, I'm not doing anything against your will. Obviously, if you
I don't
say
think that you
chill
are.
Out or stop,
but
it, you know,
I also think that a lot of men. I think this is a really good learning moment and a teaching moment. Excuse me, because you just assume, and so you may not know how that girl feels when she leaves. Like, what if she really doesn't like being roughed up? Can you imagine being paid for sex and then being fucked like that? You're probably like, damn. I'd be fucked up. And so, like, I think it's really good, especially when, and I don't really like talking about sex so far in the beginning with dating, but for what you're doing, like, yeah, be like, hey, like, I like to get rough. Would you enjoy that? Like, our hands are gonna, like, there's nothing wrong with talking about that. And if they say no, then they probably, like,
it's like, we should, you know what, we probably should continue.
Are you giving a shit if these girls get off?
What'd you say?
Do you give a shit if these girls get off? I could see you not caring.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, I've never. It's not something I consider. I know how that sounds.
No, it's
nope. It's normal.
Honest.
Niggas who don't pay don't consider.
It's not something I consider. And even when I'm, I don't know, man. Some girls, man.
Do you think that you have to care about a girl to make her want to come?
Well, here's the thing, man. Like, some girls, it's a fucking Rubik's Cube. You know what I'm saying? Like, some girls come easy. Like, every girl's different, right? It's like trying to find a different combination
sure,
to
that's
a different
true.
Lock every time. And that's cool.
But you paying for the service, so you feel like
you know what, man. Instead of
he's entitled.
Yeah, a little.
You just want to come. You're sure. paying, so I just want to get my.
I'm not gonna lie. I kind of that's the most reasonable thing. Like I don't more so than I agree than like asking what the women want. Like I don't agree with that, but I kind of get that. Like if I'm getting paid to fuck, like I don't expect you to go all out for me.
I mean, it's so funny. I must deal with some super simps because I done had a nigga like give me money and he wanted his dick sucked and I didn't want to suck his dick and I told him I didn't want to suck his dick. I don't be riding dick. This one nigga told me, I was like, I'm a big ass spoiled brat. Like, even if a nigga's paying me or helping me with bills, like, I'm going to do what I want to do in the bedroom.
I mean, and you made a comment earlier that you didn't believe he did it because he's good looking. Now, cool. Do you believe it?
I feel like he needs a therapist, but I definitely think
ain't the only reason.
I definitely feel like there is some sort of not only entitlement, but the fact that you don't want emotional attachment with a woman right now for whatever reason. Yeah. Maybe it's a commitment phobia that you have. But not only that, I could see a woman who might also be fed up with that if she was dating him, and you're telling me you have sex with you in mind and not her in mind, that could be an issue even in the long run. Like, you're not caring if I even come. And I think a lot of men move in that way. And that's what causes maybe some women to cheat or step out. Like,
he doesn't know these girls and he's paying.
No, I'm saying if he wasn't in the paying realm, and I'm talking now to the men who might have this mentality, who when they have sex, they're worried about them nutting and not really the pleasure of a woman.
Well, here's the thing. The girls who are like more long term, like I know how to make them come, right? I figured that.
I really feel like you don't know how to make anyone come. I just have, I really have that feeling right now with you. I mean, I could be wrong.
You could be right.
I could also be right. I mean, I just.
No, wait.
Feel like you don't.
The long-term women.
Yeah.
You give a shit. Like.
Yeah.
If for they them. Are.
Yeah, because like we have a different sort of attachment, you know.
Okay.
It was just some girl that just meant like, yeah.
I don't feel like he got no attachment to nobody.
How did this become an adversarial relationship?
It's not an adversarial relationship. I genuinely just feel like everything that you're having to super think about or whatever, like, I don't know, your responses to me are just like, okay, you pay for pussy. That's it. Like, any type of connection, any type of caring what the other person cares about, I feel like you have no sense of that. Like, you don't give a fuck what they want, what their feelings are, if they come or if they don't come. So you telling me, yeah, some of the people having relationships with her.
I sound just like that. Yeah. That's uncanny.
No, you don't. Just saying, like, I feel like you're saying it sounds good, but I genuinely feel like you have maybe a huge sense of self-worth where you kind of just don't value anyone
maybe
else.
Maybe that's why you have to
pay for pussy. Because I feel like in a dating realm, yeah.
You guys, look what you're trying to do. They're trying to make it the...
We had one therapy set.
No, that's cool. Maybe, like we can take that narrative.
Like a woman being like, oh, you're too arrogant, blah, blah, blah. You know what? This is exactly why I pay bitches. Because I don't want to hear this.
Because
bullshit.
You don't want to hear it. But
I
not only that...
I am arrogant. But I don't know...
To know that you're having sex without
arrogant has not,
to be
not
fair, I've never been with a man that's given me. I'm not talking about men with money. I'm talking about men that have dropped thousands on me that weren't arrogant.
Yeah,
but I'll deal with arrogant men. But I feel like, and maybe it's because of how open a person is able to get with me. Even the men that I have dealt with who have dropped money, I feel like there's been an eager sense to kind of please me. And maybe because I've openly talked about how men make me orgasm, now they feel like they're in competition to also make me orgasm. But
I think that's speaking to the person too, right? Like, you have to keep in mind that you are the one, in my opinion, from what it's sounding like, I don't mean this how it sounds, you're asking and he's searching for these women.
I don't ask for shit. They've come to me and now we've got an arrangement.
I'm talking about, are you on seeking arrangement?
No, I'm not on seeking right now.
Okay,
I have
he's on seeking arrangement looking like, for
I'm,
women.
Yeah, I'm screening for, you know, a certain level of, you know, I'm seeking for a certain sort of relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Sort of
he's technically, yeah. So on seeking arrangement, right, when you're having, like in this case, to me, I feel like there's more of a surplus of women than there are men that are really willing to pay.
100%.
Which is why he can do shit like this.
Okay.
Opposed to what you're going through where they're finding a hot girl that's willing to fuck them and they're like, shit, well, what else do I have to do for you to keep fucking me? When they know you got niggas on your line.
The frame is different. You know, like they came in from with a different understanding.
I feel like it's not that hard for you to find a dude to break you off. In these guys' experience, right? The ones that you're meeting, right? You can Mm-hmm. And you're open about the men that are hitting you up, at least right now, at this point in the game. Whereas for you, these are girls that really need a nigga to give them some cash. And if you're paying $300 to fuck, if a bitch is fucking for $300, she needs money.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, sometimes bitches need money, man. You know, you know, it's not that I don't care. It's just, it's not, you know what, I don't even want to touch on that. The part I want to get on is when you said, oh, and that's why he has to, right? Here's the thing. If I had to, I wouldn't be ashamed of that either, right?
Whatever, right.
Right. Because I can cook a pizza better than Domino's.
Mm-hmm. We know DiGiorno. Gotcha.
I'm saying? That's a lot of, that's more effort. I got to go buy the shit. I got to go to the grocery store. I got to come home. I got to prepare it. Or I can just hit the fucking, the app and that shit shows up, right? And it's not even me being lazy. It's more like, you know, time is your most valuable asset, right? So if I really don't want to be in a relationship, not just because I'm an asshole or a dick. It's some of that too, right? But it's more so I don't have the time to give a relationship what it deserves, right? For real. I'm going to be honest about that. So to circumvent that, all right, I set up these situations where, I know what's up.
Like, that makes
sense.
What's
up, and they can just come through if they're down with that. And then that's cool too. You know,
that makes
like,
sense.
No problem.
Yeah, I think that's probably the most sense you made.
Yeah. Kind of. You ain't really make none, but it's cool. anyways, we appreciate you coming on to the show. No you problem. Are anonymous. So unfortunately, ladies, you can't know who this guy is, but we appreciate that. Fellas, if you have any questions relating to sugaring or maybe any experiences or stories, make sure you go ahead and send that to horribledecisions@gmail.com. Also, be sure to follow us on our Instagram @horrible_decisions and follow me everywhere @FullCourtPumps.
And before we cut this show off, let's talk about November 6th, okay? We're both from Florida. There was a piece of shit governor that I had in my time named Rick Scott, a dick, okay? He could have definitely helped convict George Zimmerman, but he didn't. And I hate to get on this with y'all, but we finally have a black man who's running for governor in Florida, and he's dope as fuck.
Go out and vote.
And you guys should go and vote. And listen, if you can't vote, right, use your car to pick people up to vote. Convince other people. Use your social media. If you're an influencer, if you got some leverage, like, there's a fucking asshole in office because y'all motherfuckers in Florida's let the fuck down, okay? So do me a favor, Weezy, take a picture of you with your voting sticker, and I'm gonna send you a kiss or maybe a cleavage shot.
Yeah, that's a lot of she's commitment. Doing that. So go ahead and vote. Again, thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye.